Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imlc.org, from May 20th to 26th, 2017. This week, Palestinian political prisoners reach a deal with Israel, ending their 41-day-long hunger strike. Meanwhile, two Palestinian children die this week due to Israeli gunfire. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report as usual with the nonviolent activities organized in the West Bank. One youth was injured on Friday. Scores of civilians were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation as Israeli troops attacked nonviolent protests organized in the West Bank. IMEMC's Majd Bajali has more.
At the village of Kfar Kaddoum in North and West Bank, Israeli troops used live rounds and tear gas to attack villagers and their international Israeli supporters. One youth was injured after being hit with rubber-cut steel bullet. Meanwhile, many residents were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. Troops also fired tear gas at residents' homes, causing damage. In Central West Bank, non-violent protests were organized in the villages of Bilayn and Na'lin. Troops used tear gas and rubber-cut steel bullets against the unarmed protesters. Both Bilayn and Na'lin villagers and their international Israeli supporters managed to reach the Israeli wall built on local farmers' lands. Soldiers showered protesters with tear gas, causing many to suffer the effects of tear gas inhalation at both locations. At the nearby Nabi Saleh village, troops attacked protesters at the village entrance. Israeli soldiers fired several rounds of rubber-cut steel bullets and tear gas at the protesters and nearby homes. Many residents suffered the effects of tear gas inhalation as a result. For IMMC News, this is Majd Bajali.
This week, Palestinian prisoners in their 41-day hunger strike after negotiations with the Israeli prison authorities lasted for 20 hours. IMEMC's George Shmawi with the details.
The committee in support of the prisoners' hunger strike announced Friday evening that nearly 1,800 Palestinian political prisoners in Israeli jails have agreed to end their 41-day hunger strike after 20 hours of negotiations with the Israeli prison services. The hunger strike ended after reaching an agreement between Israel and the Palestinian Authority and the Red Cross over prisoners' visitation rights. According to Haaretz online newspaper, the sides agreed that the prisoners would be eligible for 2 visits a month, as was in the past, before being reduced to 1 visit a month. Israeli media said talks are expected to continue over the closing times of prison wings, referring to former modes of eating and cooking at the prisons and the option of resuming studies there. Initially, Israeli officials said they will not negotiate with the striking prisoners. Israeli Public Security Minister Gilad Erdan said at the beginning of the strike that there will be no negotiations and that the prisoners' demands won't be met. Similarly, Minister of Defense Avigdor Lieberman said Israel should follow the lead of former British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher, who refused to negotiate with the Irish prisoners in the 1980s. The Prisoners' Strike Support Committee regarded this deal as a victory and said in a press statement that the prisoners have forced Israel to negotiate with the Palestinian imprisoned leader Marwan Barghouti after refusing to do so for 41 days. In the meantime, Palestinian observers say that demands of the prisoners are not in the same magnitude of the strike. The main demands were focused on enhancing the living conditions of the prisoners and enhancing education, visitation, and food quality, whereas only one demand seemed to be strong, which is to stop the administrative detention. Ending the strike came shortly before the first day of the month of Ramadan is officially announced, where Muslims fast for the entire month that is considered holy by the Muslims. While these demands are set for negotiations, it's not expected that all of them will be achieved. While some Palestinians hint that the strike carries an important message to the Palestinian Authority in Ramallah rather than to Israel. For IMEMC News, this is George Ishmael.
Two Palestinian children died due to Israeli gunfire in the West Bank, and in Gaza, Israeli attacks leave one youth injured this week. IMEMC's Iman Abid Rabu Bannoura reports.
Fatima Takatka, 15, died on Saturday evening from serious wounds she suffered 2 months ago after an Israeli soldier shot her at the Etzion Junction south of Bethlehem in the occupied West Bank. Fatima was shot on March 15, 2017, after Israeli soldiers claimed she tried to ram them with her car near Etzion Colony Block south of Bethlehem. The child, from Beit Fajar town south of Bethlehem, had no driver's license and was not experienced in driving a car. She was shot after her car came to the complete halt. On Monday, Israeli soldiers shot and killed Ra'id Radaida, 15, at the container military roadblock near Bethlehem in southern West Bank. The Israeli army claimed that the child ran towards the soldiers while carrying a knife, and after a short scuffle, the soldiers shot and killed him. The army did not report any injuries among the soldiers. Palestinian Red Crescent medics rushed to the roadblock, but the soldiers prevented them from approaching the wounded child, who bled to death. Israeli soldiers shot and injured Monday 18 Palestinians, including 8 with live rounds, including one who suffered a severe injury, and caused dozens of residents to suffer the effects of tear gas inhalation near Qalandia Terminal, north of occupied East Jerusalem. The incident happened after the soldiers fired many live rounds, rubber-coated steel bullets, and gas bombs at dozens of Palestinians marching in solidarity with the hunger-striking Didanis. A general strike took place on Monday in all areas of the occupied Palestinian territories, including the Gaza Strip and the diaspora, in solidarity with the hunger-striking prisoners who have this week entered the 40th day of their hunger strike. During the week, Israeli forces conducted at least 59 military invasions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank and Jerusalem. During these invasions, troops detained at least 75 Palestinian civilians, including 23 children. In Gaza, Israeli soldiers shot and moderately wounded on Tuesday evening a Palestinian teen with live fire east of the Al Buraj refugee camp in central Gaza. The teen was injured after Israeli soldiers opened fire on Palestinians protesting near the border fence and burned tires before the army started firing live rounds on them. For IMC News, this is Iman Abid Rabu Bannoura.
And that's all for today from This Week in Palestine. This was the weekly report for May 20th, 2026, 2017, from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imac.org. This week's report has been brought to you by Saeed Naji and me, Hassan Bannoura.